Well, it's just my luck to have the watch. Nothing left to do but watch the deadly waters as we roll north to the Sioux. I wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail and whirl off one more youngster in the gale. Well, a kid was so darned eager, it was all so big and new. You never had to tell him twice to find him work to do. In the evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing and show us pictures of the girl he'd wed in the spring. Well, I told that kid 100 times, don't take the links for granted. It can overcome 100 not so fast to seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wharton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. Now it's a thing that us old-timers know. In the south in summer calm, there comes a blow from nowhere and it goes off like a bomb. And a 15,000 tonner can be thrown upon her beam, while the gale takes all before it with a scream. Well, a kid was on the hatches, lying staring at the sky. And from where I stood, I swear I could see tears fall from his eye. But I hadn't the heart to tell him that he should be on a line, even on a night so warm and fine. Well, I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. You can go from calm to 100 not so fast, it seems enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wharton girl lies staring at the wall, for her lover's gone into a white squall. When it struck, he sat up with a start. I rode to him, get down. For all that he could hear, I might as well not made a sound. So I clung there to the stanchions as I felt my face grow pale, as they crawled hand over hand along the rail. I could feel it kneeling over with the fury of the blow, and I watched the rail go under them so terrible and slow. Like some great dog, she shook herself, then roared upright again. On the other side, I heard him call my name. Well, I told these kids 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. You can go from calm to 100 not so fast, it seems enchanted. But tonight, some red-eyed Wharton girl lies staring at the wall.